suggest that we start with applause for all the folks who have worked so hard to make this happen. And then we won't feel ambivalent about clapping if the concert turns out to be really bad. So thank you for that. Okay. We have a lot of fun with this. How many folks are first-timers here, have never been here before, and are getting frightened? Okay. Welcome those people. We have a lot of fun with this, and we do everything very quickly so the dancers can dance before dawn. But I do have to start with a serious note first. I have an advisory from the Massachusetts Department of Health and Safety, and what they've asked is that this be read or disseminated at public events throughout the month of September, wherever alcohol is served. So I've shortened it somewhat because it's government stuff. It's rather lengthy. So here it is. Police are warning all men who frequent clubs, parties, and pubs to be alert and stay cautious when offered a drink from any woman. Many females are now using a readily available date rape drug called beer.
Yeah!
And this drug is... Before you panic, just don't panic. The drug is found in liquid form, readily available, used by female sexual predators at parties and bars to persuade their male victims to go home with them.
Yeah! Hooray!
Maybe you'd like to move to New York.
It's about time.
Could somebody get him out of here? Okay, so the point is that this drug causes delusional fantasies. Men go home with women with whom they would never normally associate. And sometimes the men, in the aftermath, lose their life savings through a manipulative device called a relationship. And the worst case scenario, of course, is that it culminates in marriage. So, men, you will. Depends on what you think the worst case scenario is. The children grow up and leave. In any case, men, be alert and cautious even in seemingly safe situations like this one, and the state of Massachusetts thanks you for your concern. Now, of course, I'm just about to fold up the concert list and lose it, so we were just going to have to call on people, but here it is. So, could we start, please, with Deanna and Bob, who were wise enough to sign up first? Tim Seaver. Jody's on deck, and Annie is warming up in the dugout.